Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Hundreds of thousands of people turned out for a protest march in Washington over the weekend to show opposition to President Trump and his policies. They were joined by anti-Trump demonstrators all over the world. Actress and activist Scarlett Johansson had a message for Mr. Trump.
Support the men and women here today that are anxiously awaiting to see how your next moves may drastically affect their lives. Support my daughter, who may actually, as a result of the appointments you have made, grow up in a country that is moving backwards, not forwards, and who may potentially not have the right to make choices for her body and her future that your daughter Ivanka has been privileged to have.
President Trump left the White House before the protesters scheduled time to arrive there for a previously planned visit to the CIA headquarters, where he voiced his support for their work following his previous criticism of the intelligence community.
I want to say that there is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump. There is nobody.
Mr. Trump's CIA visit came as lawmakers are considering his nominee to head the CIA, Congressman Mike Pompeo. Gambia's defeated leader Yahya Jammeh flew into exile Saturday night, ending 22 years of rule and a political stalemate that brought the nation to the brink of a regional military intervention. Jammeh's departure opens the way for the transfer of power to Adama Barrow, who won the presidency 7 weeks ago in the December elections. Barrow, who was sworn in Thursday as Gambia's embassy in neighboring Senegal, is now expected to be returning to Gambia. This is VOA News. Rival Libyan leaders met in Cairo with diplomats from seven neighboring states. They discussed forming a new government acceptable to all parties. We get that story now from Edward Uranian in Cairo.
Diplomatic talks between rival Libyan leaders and representatives of Egypt, Tunisia, Sudan, Algeria, Chad, Niger, and Mali ended Saturday with an agreement to hold further discussions in Algeria. Behind-the-scenes meetings between key players in the Libyan negotiations, including Army General Khalifa Haftar, also have been taking place. Haftar, who commands Libyan military forces in the eastern part of the country, is opposed by political figures close to the Muslim Brotherhood. Algeria's representative to the talks indicated that most of Libya's neighbors would like to see greater stability in the country to put a stop to terrorism originating in Libya, as well as illegal migration. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Citing demands of the U.S. presidential transition, the United States says it will not be sending a delegation to preliminary Syrian peace talks this week in Kazakhstan. They will instead send the U.S. ambassador to Kazakhstan, George Kroll. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said his government is ready to discuss everything at the talks, while rebel factions say they will limit their focus to enforcement of the ongoing truce and to humanitarian issues. At least 27 people were killed, scores others injured in a train accident in India's southeastern state, Andhra Pradesh. Railway officials are saying that 8 coaches of the train derailed, fell off the track. Prime Minister Narendra Modi tweeted that the tragedy was saddening and that the railway ministry was working to ensure quick relief and rescue operations. Railway officials said investigations are underway to determine the cause of the accident. French President François Hollande is in Chile on a state visit and a press conference alongside Chilean President Michel Bachelet. Mr. Hollande praised the country of Chile and its people. He called Chile a stable and dynamic country that is open to the world. French and Chilean delegates signed a series of bilateral accords aimed at strengthening economic ties between the two countries. And a powerful earthquake struck today off Papua New Guinea but caused no reported damage or injuries. It was centered deep underground. U.S. Geological Survey put the quake at 7.9 on the Richter scale. It happened very near Bougainville. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.